Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
We give God the honor. We give him the glory. And we just want to praise his name. Welcome to They Overcame, a radio broadcast that gives you the chance to give God the praise and gives you the chance to give God the honor. You don't have to worry about whether we have time enough to get your praise in. We have plenty of time, so call in and give us your praise. 858-683-1334. Well, good morning, sweetie. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, sweetie. I'm just wonderful, blessed, just glad to be in this place one more time, just ready to praise God and hear what God has done in the lives of his people.
Amen, amen. So honored to be here to just do that, to give God the praise and give him the honor and the glory that is due his name. And we just want to invite you to listen to New Destiny Ministries every Monday through Friday from 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Central Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Time. That's New Destiny Ministry, where the host and the pastor is Evangelist Adrienne Bernard. So call in and listen to her broadcast. You won't feel like you're wasting your time. She has some awesome men of God, men and women of God that come on the broadcast and expound the word of God. Well, we're going to open up our lines today, and we just want to give everybody a chance to give the Lord some praise and give him some honor that's due his name. And you know what, honey, I'm just going to, before I go on, you want to open us up with prayer, babe?
Yes, Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, we love you and we praise you. We come this morning because we just want to praise you and thank you for all that you've done for us. Hallelujah, we just praise you for your faithfulness. We thank you for every blessing that you have bestowed upon us, great and small, but Lord, we know that they are all great because they come from you. We take none of it lightly. But everything, every blessing, every good and perfect gift, it comes from you, Lord God, the breath that we breathe, the sight that we see with, the hearing that we hear with, the strength of our limbs, even though our minds. Lord, we just thank you for everything, for the roofs over our heads and the food and the provision that you have given us, the clothes on our back. There is nothing that we take lightly because it's all at your hand. In the name of Jesus, we thank you most of all for salvation and for just the opportunity to be a part of your kingdom and escaping the hellfire and the damnation. But you made a way that we would not have to go that way. You gave your life, hallelujah, that we would have eternal life. And we thank you for it. We praise you for it. We honor you. And we yield our lives to you right now in the name of Jesus. For you are worthy and hallelujah, worthy to be praised. We just lift up your name. We magnify you. We glorify you. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are glorious. You are the omnipotent one. You are the all-wise one. There is none like you in all of heaven and all of earth. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just appreciate you during even this time of Thanksgiving that this nation has declared. But Lord, we are people, we are thankful every day for all that you do for us. Hallelujah. Nothing is of our own accord, but it's because of your blessings and your faithfulness. Father, we just pray right now that you move on this broadcast today. Move on your people. Cause them to wake up, to get up, to dial in, to share your goodness, hallelujah. And Lord God, bless those that hear, that they might be blessed, that they will understand that you are our source, you are their salvation, that there is hope in you. In the name of Jesus, anoint every word. Hallelujah, we thank you, we praise you. Heal the sick, Lord God, lift up the bowed down head. Give hope to the hopeless, Lord God. Let those who feel the love know your love, hallelujah, as we, your people, reach out to them. In the name of Jesus, guide the words, Lord God. Let them be anointed that will guide someone to come into your kingdom. Lord God, our desire is that souls will be saved, hallelujah, and that the saints will be uplifted and encouraged to hold on, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the host of this show, Lord God, and the overall host of this ministry. Lord God, we just pray your blessings upon them. Let your will be manifest in their life, and let it be done, hallelujah, throughout these broadcasts. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, honey, for that awesome prayer. Yes, that's why we're here. We want to give God the praise. We want to give him the honor. We want to give the glory to him. That is due his name. He has done such marvelous things in our sight, whereas we are thankful. We just praise God for every testimony. Oh, over this past year, we have had some awesome, awesome testimonies, and we just bless God and thank him for doing things in the lives of his people. He's just doing marvelous things, things that are miracles that are happening in our lives every day. And when we look back over our lives and we think things over, we can truly say, despite the downfalls, despite the pain sometimes that we've suffered, God has been good to us. If he hasn't done anything but woke you up this morning to give you another chance to get it right, because we're not always right, but we can get it right. He gives us that chance. I just praise God for that. I see I have a caller on the line, and I just want to open up the lines. If you're not my friend on Facebook, you don't know what we're doing this this week, but we don't have a special guest. Everyone is a special guest, and we just want to open up the lines to give you a chance to just let the world know. You know, Blog Talk Radio goes around the world, and as we look at the stats to see who is listening to the broadcast, to New Destiny Ministries, as well as They Overcame, we see we have had over 60,000 listeners to listen in. And all of those listeners are not coming from the U.S. They're coming from all over the world. So we just thank and praise God for that technology to be able to reach the world. We just thank God for, you know, just everything, all that he's done. And we, caller, I'm going to open up your line. If you don't want to say anything, you don't have to say anything, but we just want to give you the opportunity if you would like to say something. 917 is the area code. 9100 is the last four of your number. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, sis. How are you doing this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
I am doing good. I am doing good. Well, do you have a praise? We're opening up our lines just to give our callers a chance to just give God some praise. If they just want to say, you know, thank you or hallelujah, however they want to praise him, we're just giving you that opportunity. You have something to praise the Lord for?
I'm actually outside, but just, you know, for technology that I can call in and listen in on my way to work.
Amen, amen, amen. This is Sister Arlene. I believe. Is that right, Sister Arlene?
Yes. Good morning.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you for calling in this morning. We just praise God for you calling in, and we pray, as my husband has prayed, that you will be uplifted and you will be inspired on this day with the testimonies that will go forth today. And thank you for calling in. We're here today, and we don't have a special guest, but we say all of our listeners and guests that call in and share with us are special. We have just now this month going into December, I've been celebrating our year-long broadcast of They Overcame, and it's been such an awesome, awesome, awesome blessing for us, honey. Wouldn't you say we've just been so blessed by the various testimonies that we've heard over the past year?
We've been extremely blessed. There's just been so many different types of testimonies that just show how concerned God is for us and how powerful God is, that there's just absolutely nothing that God can't do. There's absolutely nothing that God cannot deliver anyone out of. Even those things that we seem to, as a church, for some reason, think of as those situations that God just doesn't work in. But we've had just situations where testimonies have come forth of people being delivered from so many different types of addictions, so many types of lifestyles, so many types of oppression and sicknesses. Even myself, I marvel at how faithful God was, that back in 2004, when I was diagnosed with colon cancer, and I think about the time that the doctor first announced what it was, and this is just how powerful God is, because I had been dealing with this issue for a good long time, probably a couple of years, when I think about all that was going on in my body and what I was feeling. And then it was finally diagnosed as colon cancer. And when we got through with the test that was revealing that and sat in the little consult area with the doctor and he announced what he had found. And, you know, that's such a detrimental word, and it just brings fear upon people. But when he announced what it was, you know, there was no emotion of fear or anything like that really came through my mind, through my heart. What I knew was that God was able to take care of me, and I didn't concern myself with it. Of course, I didn't just not do anything. So, excuse me. Some decisions had to be made. Some choices had to be made. And in the name of Jesus, we prayed and we made those choices. And now here it is, as this year goes into 2014. In 2014, I will be 10 years cancer-free as a result of that God-directed surgery. And I say God-directed, even though it was the hands of the doctor that went inside my body, it was the hand of God that delivered me from that illness and has me just as strong and healthy as before that. And that's just a testimony of how good and how faithful God is. There's nothing that God can do. And we've heard just all kinds of testimonies like that. Marriages being restored, all types of relationships being restored. We just thank God for all that we've heard and just look forward to more and more. just letting the world know that there is absolutely nothing too hard for God. There is nothing too small for him to be concerned about. If it concerns you, it deeply concerns God. And if you'll just turn to him, he is your answer. He'll bring you out of it. He'll deliver you. He'll heal you. He'll save you. He'll give you peace. He'll give you joy. He'll give you all that you need if you just turn it over to Jesus.
Amen. Yeah, that's an awesome testimony in our life of how God delivered my husband from a sickness. But, you know, the Bible says, baby, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Cancer is a name. Diabetes is a name. We just need to believe God for the things that we need in our lives and not think that anything is too hard for God. I mean, what could be too hard for a God that spoke the world into existence? All he did was speak. He didn't take his hands and form and fashion it. He spoke it. He just spoke the word, and it was there. And he looked at it, and he said it was good. I just bless God. That's the kind of God that we serve. We have had some awesome, awesome testimonies. And I just marvel myself, babe, when I listen to the various guests and saying the things that they say that God has done for them. As you were talking about relationships being restored, I was thinking about a guest that we had on where she had gotten into drugs and had, broken relationships with her family, with her mom, with everyone that was close to her because of the situation that she was in. People didn't want her to be in their houses because she would take from them. But how the Lord saved her and mended that relationship between she and her mother. And, you know, there is no stronger bond than the bond between a mother and a child. There's nothing else that I get. Husband and wife, brother and sister, no bond is stronger than the bond of a mother and a child. And she was able to, Sister Charlene, she was able to mend the relationship with her mother. And then her mom was on the call when she gave her testimony, and their relationship was mended. And then the Lord took her mother home. That's awesome in itself, you know, how God allowed them before her mother left this world to be able to rekindle, you know, that relationship. God is just awesome. He is just awesome, 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 awesome. And we're going to, right now, we're going to play this song for you by William Murphy, and it's Praise Is What I Do. So enjoy.
Like this. Praise is what I do when I wanna be close to you.
Where the happy are. open your mouth right now and give him what you owe him. Give him what you owe him. Give him what you owe him, church. Even when I'm going through,
even when I'm going,
see, I finally learned, church.
I'm looking over the list of guests that we've had. Honey, you know, I think back on some of the, I guess those that stick in my mind, Brother Cord, we call him CeCe, Richards, and how the Lord raised him from the dead and how now he's a successful businessman doing not only making money, a living, a good living, but also spreading the word. And as he came on last week to, you know, give us a little word of inspiration to say thank you for the broadcast, and they were going out, he and his team of co-laborers were going out into the vineyards to witness for the Lord. And, you know, we've just been so blessed to how the Lord has opened up so many testimonies to the broadcast. I think about Timothy, baby, your nephew, our nephew, but your biological nephew, and his testimony. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Are you there, babe? I have your mic open again.
Yes, and as I was thinking, even as you mentioned my nephew Timothy, and even prior to that, how you mentioned Brother Cece, and how that God literally raised him from the dead, and you mentioned how that he's now such a successful businessman, and there's such an importance of emphasis on that, being such a successful businessman, because the Bible lets us know that money does answer all things, and to kind of keep that in the context that we need to. Brother Cece, as you mentioned, now he's not only just making a good income, but he's really using the time that God has given on his hands and the means that he has to really spread this gospel, to show people that there is hope in Jesus. And as you mentioned, even the other day, as he was first gave time for us and then had to go about his mission of going out into the highways and the hedges of spreading this gospel. That's just an awesome testimony. And then my nephew Tim, who just had so, as a young man, had so many things going on, but had such a covering over his life, not only a calling on his life, but a covering on his life, to the point that as he was involved in drugs and all these things, how that he was even to the point of being stopped by the police with drugs on him, I believe with the weapon on him, without even a valid driver's license, and a warrant, and he had a warrant. All these things were going on while he was stopped by the police, and just things that could have certainly sent him to jail and made a totally different life for him. But God didn't even let them arrest him or take him anywhere, sent him on his way, and now he is a youth pastor and seminary student down there in Tennessee, just going on with the work of the Lord, on fire for Jesus. That's how God can turn lives around.
Amen, amen. Yes, babe, I just marvel at, you know, some might say that how that's unfair. You know, my son or my nephew or my friend's son was arrested for something much less than that. But God has a plan that he made before the foundation of the world. And we can't question, how can you question the potter, the Bible says? How can you question the potter, or how can you say to the potter, I don't want you to do this, or I don't want you to do that? We don't know. All we do is marvel at the things that God has done, you know, in the lives of his people, and how he draws us, how he wants us to come to him. That's the thing that I believe is just so fascinating. I can't think of another word, that how God will take someone that all of us, you know, all of us have things in our lives that would cause an ordinary person to say, you know, that you're damaged goods, can't use you, damaged goods. But when we come to God, he knows what we are before he called us. He knows what we are. I was thinking about the broadcast. It's just, you know, we're just reflecting on the previous broadcast, and we're going to get back into our regular scheduled broadcasting. But right now we just want to take the time to, you know, reflect back as we've done this month, this past month, reflect back on the goodness of God in our lives. And, you know, I was thinking about one of the guests that came on, and she was saying how she was raised in the church, and this is the sister that had a double lung transplant. She was able to receive a lung, and I haven't heard from her. I'm going to give her a call. Chantel is her name. She double lung transplant. I'm sorry, I said something else, but a double lung transplant, and how she was raised in the church and then walked away from the church. You know, sometimes when we're raised in the church, and especially like the way that you were raised, babe, in church every Sunday from dusk to dawn, from dawn to dusk, rather, dawn to midnight almost every week, and how, you know, even some have, that you know, have walked away from the church, they think. They think that they're walking away from church, but actually what they're doing and what the plan of the enemy is to make them walk away from God. But who can walk away from a God that is so merciful to us? Who can walk away from a God that's so kind and so loving to us? And even when we're not in the place that we should be in, he still blesses us. He still causes his face to shine upon us. We just serve an awesome God, I think about just the guests that we've had on, babe. You know, we've had some guests that you were talking about, a marriage that was broken up. They had gone their way. Steve had moved, and Michelle Jackson. Steve had even moved back to New York. They're from New York. They live here in North Carolina, and they were here for a while, and then the marriage, they broke up, and they Steve went back to New York and started his life over again. Michelle was saying that he was dating a young lady, and, you know, she said, well, since he's dating someone, I might as well date someone. Well, God didn't let that happen, and they were always friends. They never, you know, stopped talking. I remember a time when Michelle and I met for lunch, and we were discussing some things that we were going to do together. And as I got there, she was on the phone talking to Steve, and they were just laughing and talking, and she handed the phone to me, and, you know, we talked and laughed for a couple of minutes, and then, you know, they ended the conversation. But, you know, God just, the Bible says, what God has joined together, let no man, and the no man includes ourselves, let no man put us under. Let no man come between it. Let no man think that he can cause havoc in a relationship. You know, that's God. That's God. I think about the times that, you know, us raising our children, raising our sons, and how we always told them that there's no thing that's too small for God. Every situation that you have, you know, put God in it, and he'll bring you out successfully. And, you know, honey, I don't know if you heard John and I the other day. We were in the kitchen, and we were talking. And he's applying for law school. And years ago, I told him that whenever I took a test when I was in school or anything, if I put in an application, you know, for a job or anything, I would write Jesus on the test paper. Did you hear us, honey, the other day when we were talking?
No, I didn't hear that conversation. And he
told me, he said, I started off, you know, telling him what I did. And he said, yes, Mom, he said, and I applied that to my life, he said. And he told me the story about him. He was a wrestler, and how he was cutting weight. He had some like major tests coming up. He was in high school. He had some major tests coming up, and he's cutting weight. And cutting weight is always in a wrestler's mind because they have to make that maintain a certain weight that they start off with. And so he was saying that he got he was just overwhelmed, and he said that he was in his bedroom and he was crying. And he said, I came in there and I talked to him and I, told him about putting Jesus, in every situation in his life and everything that you do. And I told him how I'd write really small as I could write, Jesus. I would put J in the center, and then I would put, the E-S-U-S. On each of the corners. And I told him, I said, now you lay down, he's telling me this, lay down and go to sleep and get up in the morning, and start the day off, off with the Lord. And he said that, and I told him that God is going to make everything okay. And he said, and he did that. He went to bed and he got up. He successfully achieved the test. He passed the test, and he made weight, and everything was fine. There is no thing, babe, too small for God. God is concerned. He's so concerned about us that in Matthew, he says that he has counted the very hairs on our head. He knows the number of hairs that we have on our head. Is that amazing or what? Is that intricate, how God loves us or what?
And that is, the Bible even goes further to say that we should cast all of our cares on him. It didn't discriminate. It didn't say, all your major situations, I'll bring them to him, but just cast your cares, all of your cares, no matter what it is. If you're concerned about it, God, I just believe, is deeply concerned about it, so that whatever we ask in his name, believing, our Father in heaven will grant it. And that's the words of Jesus. That's what Jesus told us. That if we would just ask anything, ask the Father anything in his name, not just big things, but ask him anything in the name of Jesus and believe, have faith that it will come to pass, and it will come to pass because our Father in heaven is concerned about every aspect of our life, great and small, because there comes a time that even those small things are just huge depending on the situation. And God knows, because he knows what's down the road for us. So he knows that small thing today, if he doesn't take care of it, could be a huge thing a year from now, a month from now, or even tomorrow for that matter. Sometimes missing a turn, going down the street, missing a turn, we may have avoided a fatal crash because God is concerned about us. So ask God everything.
Amen. Yes, everything. And the Bible says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path in all your ways. Amen. So now we want you to enjoy Pastor Charles Jenkins is My God is Awesome.
Let's sing that second verse again.
Amen, amen. Pastor Charles Jenkins, my God is awesome. You know, honey, I'm so thankful. You know, this is a time that the world has set aside for giving thanks. And they don't always say thanks to God. They just say giving thanks, being grateful for what's happening. And I just want to thank the Lord for our Thanksgiving, having all of our sons here. We didn't have our daughter here, but we were able to connect with her on the internet and see her face. But just so grateful to God for bringing our son from South Carolina over the dangerous highway Thursday morning, and how we enjoyed fellowship and ate good food, and I just laughed and talked and just had a good time. I thank God for that. You know, all of our sons were home with us, and today we're going to take family pictures. So I'm just thankful to God for, you know, preserving our lives in the dangerous world that we live in. From one day to the next, on Facebook, it saddens me. We see so many missing children, mostly girls, but we see boys too. And I'm just thankful that God has protected us, protected our children, our grandchildren, you know, in the dangerous world that we live in. And we just, that's what our show is dedicated to today, being thankful for what God is doing in our lives, being thankful and grateful to God for what he's doing, not just grateful to be grateful, but grateful to God. We know that every good and perfect gift comes from above, from God, and we're just so grateful for that. Babe, did you want to say something about this weekend?
Well, it was just really an awesome, an awesome blessing that God has given us, as you say, except for my daughter who's in Georgia, but all the boys were here, and grandchildren, and whatever we have that's sitting. I'm just in awe just watching my grandchildren. I just love looking at their little faces as they grow, and I had the pleasure yesterday of just sitting with our newest granddaughter, who is just as adorable as she can be. But how I was able to even have her nap with me on yesterday while the other two older, her brother and cousin were out playing, and it was just a blessing, and the good food that God blessed us with, that's a blessing. I was just looking at how some people, as I was working an event last night, and they were showing what some of the professional athletes had done as far as Thanksgiving being a blessing to people who didn't have the means to have that. And we're just blessed here in America that there is do have to pray for America, that that America does a better job of evenly distributing what we have, because I just believe there's more than enough for everyone here in our nation. We're in a very rich nation, and God has even let that prosperity shine on us so that we are able to have a roof over our head and able to have good meals and even a feast as we did on Thursday. And I didn't do as bad as I've done in some years, but each year I probably need to repent, because I know the Bible does speak against gluttony. But I did eat probably a few bites, a few chews too many, but that's just because of how God has blessed us, and we're just thankful. The Bible says in everything, give thanks. We have so much to be thankful for, and if we have family, if we have family that can come together, even though sometime we were talking at work about dysfunctional families. Sometimes families come together and there are some dysfunctional situations that develop. But you know what? If we can continue to come together, and after we get through with whatever little spats there might be, and then all go out bowling as we did last night, and it's just a blessing. I'm just in awe of how God has blessed and is blessing my children, and I'm just claiming the victory over their lives, knowing that the purpose and the call God has on them, they all will be walking in that. Some are closer than others, some are more than others, but in the end, we will all, and I have to point the finger at me as I look at each and every one of my children saying what you need to do. I've got three fingers pointing back at me, letting me know that I need to do some things too. We have a long way to go, but we are just so blessed to have our children. Anyone listening under the sound of my voice, if you have family, you are rich. And appreciate your family. And if there are issues and problems with your family, you be the catalyst of bringing that family together, because there's just such a blessing in the unity of a family. A family is a structure that God has put in place. He did that from the beginning. He said that a man should leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife, and then they become one, and to be fruitful and multiply. In other words, create families. God uses families to do his work in the kingdom. So let's build strong families.
Amen. Amen. I see we have Prophetess Lewis on the line. I'm gonna open up his line. Amen. Praise the Lord, Prophet. How are you this morning?
I'm blessing yourself.
I'm doing well, doing well, doing well.
Yeah.
Thank God for you joining us this morning.
Amen.
We heard about your loss.
Yes.
And praying for you. God will comfort and bring that peace that's needed when we lose a loved one.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're just so grateful. We're just on the line today. We don't have a guest. We're on the line today just telling God thank you for the things that he's done in our lives over this past year and just over our lives, period. Do you have a
Amen.
Praise or a thankful word that you want to give for us today?
Oh, sure, I can do that. Well, this was a very trying week, starting with Monday, and I thank and praise God that he brought me through it. I do a radio broadcast on the campus, and my topic was the same, giving thanks. I explained the true meaning of what Thanksgiving was. I explained it wasn't about the pilgrims coming over and hanging out with the Indians. That wasn't the real Thanksgiving. George Washington had decreed a day of thanks, but it wasn't nationally given. It wasn't until Abraham Lincoln, in the midst of the Civil War, after his address to Gettysburg, was so moved by what he saw with the graves that had been hollowed by the young men that have given their lives and limb in such a battle. It was a year later that he decreed that the fourth Thursday of every November would be a day in giving thanks to God. And he lays out this letter that he had written, the reasons why he gave thanks to God, because they had prior, before that, with George Washington, had the war of the Americas against the Great Britain. So he was being thankful for that, because it was only some 70, 80-something years that they had declared their independence from Great Britain. And it was so moved by all the things that was going on that he made that decree. So it was, then I came home, and, you know, Thanksgiving was coming up, and I didn't go nowhere. It was early in the morning, I think about 1:30, that all of a sudden I became overwhelmed. Memory that I just lost three, my baby sister in February, my mother in May, and then my sister last Saturday. And it was so overwhelming that I knew I did not want to be in the public's eye, because I didn't want to come off on a day of giving thanks as one that was unthankful. It was just that this day, all of a sudden, I'm thinking, first time never having neither one of these siblings at the Thanksgiving table. Or the main thing was that even if I went out and hung out and went ate somewhere else, my final destination was always stopping by my mama, going through on Thanksgiving and, you know, chewing up something and talking about something, or the preparation work days prior to Thanksgiving. But all that was not there, so that began to overwhelm. But I did call in to the broadcast, Sister Adrian, New Destiny. I was comforted through the saints, you know, uplifted by the Holy Spirit, and came out of it when Danielle's daughter, Danielle Metz, the young lady that's serving three lives plus 20 years, I received a letter from her on Wednesday, so that sparked me. Then I seen she sent me two email messages. That uplifted me, but the icing on the cake was Danielle's daughter sent me a goo gob of food. Her and her grandmother, Danielle's mama, they hooked me up with some gumbo. They made the dressing, the mac and cheese, I mean the ham, the turkey, and they sent me a half of a pumpkin pie. I'm like, oh, my God. They really spoiled me. So I couldn't stay mad in the room. I began to really look at what God was doing with all the comforting that he was sending my way. And I thank and praise God. I mean, you know, I just got up, I've been up for several hours, but I just finished posting on Facebook the poem that I had written for the memorial for my sister that is taking place in a couple of hours out here, five more hours at 11 a.m. So I thank and praise God. I said, hey, I got to get up and call on to Jesus. They overcame. I said, I got to call in. I said, I'm already up. But, you know, it took me so long to post this on Facebook using my phone. And I'm like, wow, it still got time. I still got time. So I thank and praise God for you and your husband, Sister Billy, for, you know, y'all being faithful to They Overcame for over a year. You know, that's a milestone, and I thank and praise God that I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm very grateful for the time that he did allow me to spend with both of my siblings as well as my mom. I'm thankful for my life, health, and strength. And then here go a praise report. On last night, the church that I attend, an incident occurred with me in there over 4 years ago. And everybody would tell me, oh, brother, you just got to let that go. I say, well, it's not that easy. It's not your name that has been slandered. It's not your name that has been run in the mud. And they say, well, didn't they lie on Jesus? I said, yeah, but this is different. I'm not Jesus. I'm trying to be like him. But I know for a fact Jesus wouldn't just let you lie and get away with it. So, no, this is something that needs to be exposed because the Bible says to go and bring two witnesses. If they don't hear you, then you bring the matter before the church. Well, it took 4 years to get this matter before the church. And the pastor finally, in front of the few that did show up on Friday night, which I knew wasn't many going to be there, but the core was there. And he said, you know, hey, Brother Mike is innocent of the infraction that someone spoke over him 4 years ago. And he said, he told me that I said to let it go, and I probably did, but I'm not sure, along with a couple of you. And he said he's hurt because he came to some of y'all to help remedy the problem, and y'all wouldn't do what the Bible said. So when he did that last night, I mean, it was like a milestone that was broken off of my life, and I shared with the driver going home. You know, I guess their thinking was that I was going to remain in the ministry, but I told them, I say, now I'm free to leave. Now that my name is clear, because I endured, I stayed faithful. Sister Adrian can tell you I gave. I worked diligently still in spite of what was said and done. I didn't hold a grudge. I wasn't vindictive. I still held on to my integrity, my innocence, but you know, it's sad just how we can take something and we run with it, you know, instead of searching it out like the Bible says. It say, he that heareth the matter and answer it, he that answers a matter before he hear it, the Bible declared that that man is not wise. So I thank and praise God that, you know, through perseverance, through prayer, he does answer prayer because I prayed to him diligently of this. And it's like the woman that went before the unjust judge. You know, the unjust judge, he said he didn't fear God and he didn't reverence man. But when it came to this woman who troubled him daily, every day, she just kept saying, avenge me of my adversary. Yeah. This man did that. He finally got weary of that individual troubling him. And I did the same thing to my pastor. I say, look, you need to stand me up before these people. This is what's going on. This is what's still being said. You keep saying let it go. God don't want to let it go. He wants to clear the mess. He wants us to do it like the word of God says. So I stayed faithful to that. Even after leaving, I left for a year, came back. God said, go back. I didn't tell you to leave. You go back. You sit there until your name is clear. So it took another 8 months after coming back, but God, he did it. He did what he said he would do. So, you know, and that's a song, he did just what he said. And I love that song. The L.A. Mass Choir sung it many years ago. He did just what he said. He promised us certain things if we did what he said to do. And I thank and praise God for that. So no sad stories, even though I'm getting ready to go to the memorial service. My spirits is up. I'm pumped up, I'm psyched up, I'm stoked, I'm hyped up, whatever up you can be, it's up on drugs. I mean, I'm full of faith on this morning because this was a prayer that I constantly prayed. God save my family. So he took the death of my sister, and now we're waking up because one of my sisters even called and invited me to come over for Thanksgiving, something she ain't done in umpteen years. So I see there is a change taking place in my family. God is breaking and destroying yokes. You know, it's three deaths in 1 year. He spoke in the first death. He tried to get our attention in the second. Well, he really got us now. This is the third one in 1 year. So he got our attention, and I'm just praying and thankful that, you know, he he's doing what he said. He said the promise was not only unto me, it wasn't only to my mama, but he said it was to my mama and my mama's children. It was to me and my children. It was to my sisters and their children. So this is everybody that's going to be at the funeral, the children's and the children's children. So Holy Ghost is going to have his way. So I'm excited. And I, again, Sister Billy and Elder, I thank God for y'all and your steadfastness on this show. Amen. So pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen, amen. And our prayers are with you. And, yes, God knows how to get our attention, doesn't he? He knows how to get our attention.
Yes, he does. And still in your loss, Evangelist was saying that you never would have known that your sister had passed in the service that you guys are in together. And, you know, that strength comes from God and the love of God and knowing that he loves us. And I like what you said because I lost my mom, I lost my dad, recently lost an aunt that had become like a mother to me. I mean, we've always been close, her children and my brother and sister and I were all raised like siblings. We weren't raised like cousins. We were raised like siblings. And, you know, she's been very close. But I thank God for the time that I had with her, the time that we enjoyed, that we laughed together. And we were just talking to some cousins the other day and talking about how, you know, talking about my aunt and how she used to do us and, you know, just hold on to those times, as I'm sure you know, Prophet, that you have to hold on to those good times and remember those good times and not allow the enemy to bring things to your mind, you know, past problems that you had with the person or whatever, but that God has you and that he'll comfort you. He promised that he would do that. We come to him for the comfort. He'll give the comfort to us, and you go forth today and have the service, and the Lord is going to do some miraculous things. He's already started. You know, he's already started. Amen. And did you want to say something to the Prophet Lewis?
Prophet, we just thanking God for you, and know that our prayers and our thoughts are with you and your family, and we just know that, as my wife has already stated, God's going to do some great things. He's going to work all things together for your good, and we know that your good in your mind is just to, part of that is to see salvation just abundantly in your family. And we're praying that prayer with you and expecting God to just show up in a mighty way. You know, of course, we can't determine how God's going to do what he does, but we do know that his word declared, if we would just ask it in his name, if we would believe it, and even further, if two or three of us will touch and agree on that thing, that it shall be done. And we just touching and agreeing with you right now, and we just are excited about hearing how God will just manifest things in your life and in your family, and just God be with you. And our thoughts and prayers are with you always. In the name of Jesus. God bless you, sir.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. We're going to play. We don't have a lot of guests today, Prophet, so we're just giving God praise through song. And we're going to play now Pastor John P. Key, You Don't Know My Story. Amen. You have a blessed day, Prophet.
Okay. God bless.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
At my lowest.
You
cannot imagine.
The strongholds and the walls that
fail. But God has been faithful.
God has been faithful to me.
He promised.
He promised. He would never leave
me. My story.
My story proves that God can do
me. Deliverance
is.
Thank you. money to sing this one. Look somebody in the face and say,
can't imagine what a blow through.
God did it.
God did it.
Don't know my story. Praise God, praise God. We do have a story, each of us. We think that things in our lives are just happening by chance, but God uses every situation in our lives. He uses every trouble that we have. It's for a testimony. If we didn't have any tests, we wouldn't have any testimonies. We wouldn't know what God would be able to do for us if we don't go through the things that we go through in our lives. So the Bible says, in all things, give thanks, because it is the will of God concerning you. Praise God, praise God. Babe, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
I hear Jonathan stirring in the house, so let me just...
He had me a little distracted, so, but just, I don't know, I'm just still in awe of just all that God does. And, you know, as you were talking earlier, you were talking about how that God... or how people think that, or how people think that other people are, I think you called it damaged goods. But that no matter how damaged others think that a person is, or even that person thinks of themselves, I just think about the story in the Bible that Jesus gave as he painted a picture of the kingdom, and he said that there was a man who, on the Jericho road, had been attacked or overtaken by criminals and was beaten and robbed and left, as the Bible said in the King James Version, half dead on the side of the road, which we know to mean basically he was beaten unconsciously, and there he lay unconscious on the side of the road. And first comes a priest. We know that a priest in that day, and even today, is a very religious man. But as he passed by, Bible lets us know that he crossed over on the other side of the road so as to not get too close. And as my former bishop, Bishop James Johnson, preached that message so in such an illustrative way, kind of looked over down his nose at that person and maybe thought to himself, you know, what a sad situation, or poor soul, or whatever. Maybe didn't think anything except, I don't want to get too close to him. But at any rate, on his way to his religious duty, just went on and passed over the man because he was damaged. And then came a Levite who did the same thing. But then comes this Samaritan who sees the situation of this man damaged, half dead, unconscious, who knows what the situation is, who knows what other dangers lurking in the shadows of that same road, because that was something that happened frequently on that road. It was a shortcut, but it was one that people took very carefully and probably very strategically, because it was a place that that kind of thing could happen all the time. And here this man was just half dead, damaged, pretty much, had he been left there, could have just been gone. But the Samaritan came by and took him up, put him on his beast, took him, went out of his way, took him to a place where he could get care for him, made sure that care was taken care of, that care was given to him, and then left orders and the means to give him whatever else he needed, saying that I'm going to come back, and whatever else you need to do, take care of him, and I'll pay you when I come back. And we know that that Samaritan represents Jesus. And no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what has gone on in your life, that there is hope. There is someone who is concerned about you, and that man is Jesus, and he will just take you up. If you just look to him, he'll take you up. He'll wrap your wounds. He'll comfort you. He'll heal you. He'll deliver you and just leave you in good care until he returns again. But there's no one that is so damaged that God can't save them. No matter how beaten down you are, just as this man was, beaten and unconscious, unable to do anything, not even aware of how bad he was because he was unconscious. But salvation came to him. Our testimonies have let us know that no matter how bad things can be, God is able to save us, to lift us up, to heal us, body, mind, spirit, and soul. And we just want the audience to know that you can be delivered. God is here to deliver you, and we are here as vessels to care for you. And I just thought about that when you said that so many people think of others as damaged goods that they wouldn't lift a hand to help. But God has somebody and a show just like this that is reaching out, letting you know that you can be saved. You can be delivered. You can be healed. You can be brought out. You can be turned around. You can be restored to whatever God has for you. I just felt that in my spirit because of those words that you said. There are no such things as damaged goods as far as people go that are just too far gone. And we just praise God for that.
Yes, baby, and the testimonies that we have had over this past year has proven that God doesn't throw any of us away. He has saved, he has delivered out of situations. A couple of weeks ago, we had a young lady on, and she was talking about how she was hooked on prescription drugs. And she wasn't illegal. She wasn't using illegal drugs. She was using drugs that were given her by the doctor, and how 20 years she was on these prescription drugs and addicted to them, and how God miraculously came into her life, and some healings are fast. Some healings take a while. So hers took a while, but she never gave up hope. She never felt like God was going to abandon her, and now she's living a productive life, loved by people. God is just, he's just awesome. He doesn't throw any of us away, no matter how low we get, no matter the things that we've done. God looks at us, and he still loves us. And the Bible says he so loved us. Ah, hallelujah. When I think about God and how much he loves us, it's important that I love him, but it's more important that he loves me, and he does, and he has, as a cousin of mine says, I can show you better than I can tell you. So he's shown us his love. He's shown us, you know, that his care, and he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above even that we can ask or think. You know, we can think of some things that, oh my goodness, that, you know, that seemingly would be impossible, but God said that he can do above that. He just wants us to bring them to him, bring them all to him. He said, cast all your cares on me, for I care for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So now we're going to listen to, I say, Prophetess Tamala Mann, and Take Me to the King.
have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
And that was Sister Tamala Mann, Take Me to the King. Now let's listen to Rance Allen. There's something about that name, Jesus.
And it said, something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus. It is inspiration. This next note is a little high. I need some inspiration.
something about that name, Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. Babe, I wanted to ask you, we're rounding up to the end, for you to pray for Prophet Michael Lewis. He's gone now off of the radio, but just say a prayer for him before we go off the air. Baby, I don't hear you.
Difficulty
right now.
Tears, storms, this is what I do. but it feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working,
even though I'm in it for a while.
Still,
I smile.
Hey.
Smile.
Hallelujah.
Know how to look up when feeling down.
I know it's hard right now.
Sure would hate to see you give up now.
Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better. You gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.
Smile. You look so much better when you smile. I see my husband's call dropped again. But we're gonna get him on the line so that he can give us our closing prayer. And we just thank God for the callers and those that will be listening to the broadcast at another time, or those that are listening to the broadcast over the Internet. And we just want to say tune in every day, Monday through Friday, at this same number, 858-683-1334. To Evangelist Adrienne Bernard, New Destiny Ministries. You will be blessed. You will be encouraged. You will be edified. You will be, and God will be glorified. The ministers that she has online are awesome, and they are giving the Word of God, unadulterated Word of God. And then again, listen to They Overcame every Saturday. Oh, I'm sorry, for the time for New Destiny Ministries, 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Central Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Time. And New Destiny Ministries every Saturday at 8 o'clock, well, 5 o'clock Pacific Time, 7 o'clock Central Time, and 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And we just thank God for you. We thank God for you joining the broadcast. And, honey, I see you're back on, so you want to end us in prayer?
Hey, man, we're just thankful for all that has transpired today. And we know that God has been glorified in the words and the testimonies, and we pray and trust that many will, even in the future, listen in and be edified by these words. And Father, right now, we just look to you to say thank you for this day, the day that you have made. We rejoice and we are glad. We look to you right now, the God of our salvation, our peace, our joy, our everything. And Lord, as we come to the close of this broadcast, we just again say thank you for our brother and co-laborer in the vineyard, Prophet Lewis. We just pray right now that you just, in your own magnificent way, in your own glorious way, in your own powerful way, that you would just minister to him, Lord, and then just show up and just manifest yourself in the lives of his relatives, his family. For that is his prayer, Lord God, that they come to know you as he knows you. Lord, we know that you're able. We know that that is a good thing to ask. And you said that if we would ask those things in your name, that they shall be done. Lord God, we pray for salvation. We pray for deliverance. We pray for restoration. We pray, Lord God, for peace and comfort in that family. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for every listener of this broadcast and pray that they will be just encouraged by the words that they have heard, by the songs that have been rendered. In the name of Jesus, let this ministry grow, Lord God, in numbers that it is so overwhelming, not for our glory's sake, but, Lord God, for the sake of knowing that we have reached more and more people, letting them know that they are not locked in to the things that they think that they are caught up in life, but that they have a way out, that they have hope. That door is you, that hope is in you. And Lord God, we just pray that the anointing just stays strong on this broadcast and that it will reach further and further. Lord God, we've heard even of those who have listened from the United Kingdom. Lord God, we pray for it to reach even further than that. Lord God, all over this globe, let people know that life, hallelujah, is in you. Heal and deliver, protect, Lord God, uplift, save, restore, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for these things and bless the hosts of these broadcasts, Minister Billy Burns and our overall host, Evangelist Pastor Adrian Bernard. Let there be, Lord God, indwelling, just a flooding and overwhelming, Lord God, of more and more of your anointing on their lives and in their ministries, Lord God, that they will reach the lost, hallelujah, and minister to your people, that we will be strengthened and that we will go out into the highways and hedges and draw people in. Lord God, we just thank you for this. We thank you for this time. We thank you for these testimonies. We thank you for what you are doing, what you've done, and we look forward to and thank you in advance for what you are going to do, because you already know, Lord God, the end from the beginning. You have declared it, and we know that your end for us is good. Bless us and anoint us to walk in the steps that you have ordered for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And we will, next week, we will be surrendering our broadcast to Evangelist Bernard. She has, she's celebrating her 2 years on Blog Talk, and we're so grateful to her for opening this door for us, allowing us to have this time to minister the testimonies of the people of God. And we thank you. We thank you for listening to us for this year. We praise God, and we pray God's choice blessings on each and every one of our listeners, each and every one of our guests. We give God praise and honor for you, and we thank you. And until next week, we just want to praise you, Lord.
I just want to praise you
forever, come on.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
to give.